Then Pedro Strop. 3-3 on the year with a 2.96 ERA. This will be Strop's 56th appearance.
He gets Kozar to lead it off in the bottom of the eighth. One-run game, 2-1 in favor of Chicago. Kozar led off the sixth inning against Arrieta with a base hit, was later thrown out at the dish as the tying run. Strop, the right-hander, brings it. Kozar swings and lifts a fly ball to center. Happ is there. And he'll haul it in, one out. Here's Votto. All right, let's say we go back to our Cincinnati Bell trivia question of the night. You remember that way back when?
I do. I also know that I reserve the right to change my answer.
Yes, you do. Of the six players in Reds history, Cowboy, he led the National League in hitting. Only one of them also played for the Cubs in his career. Who was that player? Was it A, Bubbles Hargrave, which I might pick him just because I like the name.
You think?
B, Ed Rausch, or C, Cy Seymour? You on first blush said B, easy Ed Rausch. Swing and a miss by Votto, 1-1.
I don't think Rausch played for the...
You don't?
No. So you think Hargraves?
I just like the name,
you
Bubbles.
Like the name?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Cy Seymour.
You're going to go with Cy. You're not going to take my word for it.
Well.
You don't like Bubbles.
No. And you may be right on the money. Maybe I'm not even close.
Let me just tell you something. Never let it be said. Ball inside that I haven't tried to help.
It's Bubbles.
The answer, Cowboy, is A, Bubbles Hargrave. Bubbles was a catcher. He led the National League in hitting with a .353 average in 1926. He was a Red from 1921 to 28. Hargrave began his career with the Cubs 1913 to 1915. Hargrave was inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame in 1962, Bubbles Hargrave. Into right by Votto, sinking fast, dive by Hayward, and he got it.
Now that was a Gold Glove play.
He sprawled out for it, caught it, bounced off the turf, held it up for Chris Siegel, the first base umpire, to see. Two out.
Great break on the ball by Hayward. And covered a whole lot of ground and had to make a diving backhanded catch. And boy, did that look good. Tough break for Votto, but Pedro Strop loves it.
Well, he had one fall in front of him earlier on a miscommunication, but he makes the catch there. Two men out, nobody on. Here's Duvall. And a swing and a miss, strike one. So tomorrow night with the Pirates in town, there you are again. Back again the wall. Bubbles.
Should have gone with you.
Duvall takes a ball outside, 1-1. No scoring since the sixth inning when the Cubs produced a run on a hit by Javier Baez to take a 2-1 lead. Reds haven't scored since their unearned tally in the fourth. Here's a ball hit to center. That's falling fast. That's the base hit for Duvall. Well, Adam is on for the first time tonight. Reds get hit number five. The tying run on with two out. Here comes Scooter. During your next trip to the ballpark, make sure you visit concession stands for the Kroger meal deal, which includes a hot dog, a Coke, Kettle Brand chips, and during this homestand, Emerald Dry Roasted Almonds. Be sure to pick up Emerald Dry Roasted Almonds at Kroger throughout Reds country.
You know, Jeanette's due for a home run. I mean, it's been almost 48 hours.
Throw to first, the runner back. Scooter hit his 22nd on Tuesday. He had that grand slam Saturday in Atlanta. And he has a flair for the dramatic. You can't deny that. 22 home runs, career high. 76 RBIs, career high. Jeanette takes a strike.
Pretty good pitch right there from Pedro Strop, a 98-mile-an-hour heater right on the outside edge and down.
Two-1 Cubs here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Tried to get it in the same spot, and it just missed. 1-1. Cubs trying to win their sixth in a row. Reds trying to snap a three-game losing streak. And now Rivera will get together with Strope. With a one ball, one strike count. Cubs depart after this game. Destination Philadelphia, where they'll start a three-game series tomorrow night. Reds will welcome in the Pirates, who will be here for three. Here's the pitch. In on his feet. Jeanette jumped out of the way. Two balls and a strike. Game tomorrow night against the Pirates is at 7:10. Saturday night, remember, with the Ohio Lottery Concert Series featuring the Avett Brothers after the game. Saturday night will start at 6:40, and then Sunday afternoon at 1:10. Robert Stevenson, Luis Castillo, Homer Bailey, the scheduled Reds pitchers. Here's a ball ripped fair past third base by Scooter. Into the left field corner it goes. Here comes a runner to third, and Duvall is held there as Baez caught that ball from the left fielder Suarez and was ready to fire to the plate. Should Billy Hatcher decide to send Adam Duvall, which he did not. I don't think we want to go through that again. Scooter hit that ball right where it was pitched. Basio out again. Third trip he's made to the mound in this game. 16th double by Jeanette. Reds have them at second and third with two out for Suarez.
Suarez has had some awfully good at-bats here tonight. That at-bat that he had back in the sixth inning was the at-bat that chased Jake Arrieta,
ultimately drawing the intentional walk.
Fouled off some tough pitches, took some tough pitches, and ultimately ends up drawing a walk.
Yeah, I was thinking Jeanette, pardon me.
Also lined out to third, and you get that single into right field that you mentioned earlier that Zobrist and Hayward could not get together on.
All right, Chris Basio back to the dugout. Javier Baez back to his shortstop position. Duvall tying run at third. Jeanette go-ahead run to second. Suarez, right-handed batter, and he takes ball one low. Two out, nobody on. Then the base hit by Duvall. Then the double by Jeanette. Suarez takes it up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Rene Rivera signals out to Strope. Settle down out there, big boy. Pitcher spot is next, and Jose Peraza has emerged from the Reds' dugout. He's in the on-deck circle. Big spot in the game right here. 2-0 pitch, way up and in, ball three. He's not been close. Now they're going to put him on.
So now they'll intentionally walk him.
Yeah, so 3-0, the intentional walk issued to Suarez. So here comes Peraza to bat for Lorenzen. Bases loaded, two out.
Same spot that Jesse Winker was in the sixth inning with the bases loaded. Hit into a fielder's choice, a ground ball to Rizzo at first. And now the pinch hitter Peraza will stand in with two out with the bases loaded and a chance to put the Reds on top. This has been a nail biter here tonight.
260 on the year, Peraza with four home runs. The pitch, he swings and hits a high fly ball, headed out to left center field. Hap on the run. He's not going to get it. It bounces off the warning track and out of the ballpark. That's a ground rule double. Jose Peraza comes up huge here in the bottom of the eighth, driving home Duvall and Jeanette, and the Reds have taken a 3-2 lead on a pinch hit double by Peraza.
What's amazing about this, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up around the letters. Peraza drives it to left center field. Happ was playing in right center field. And Hayward was playing in shallow. They just thought that Peraza was going to try to feather one the other way. And if not for the big bounce, the Reds get three runs there. That ball bounced right over the Starfire sign into the Reds netting above their bullpen.
Peraza had been 0-for-4 this year as a pinch hitter. Batter now is Barnhart. Suarez at third. Peraza at second, two out. Pitch in the dirt. Bounces away, but not far enough. You make an interesting comment, Cowboy, because you said the Cubs were expecting Peraza to feather one out because in the first half of the year, that's how he hit. Second half of the season, that's how he's been hitting. Now Iglesias is up in the Reds bullpen. Reds will take a lead into the top of the ninth. It's just a matter of how large. The 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike.
Well, the one thing that we do know, Raisel Iglesias is getting hot in a hurry in that Reds bullpen.
So Pedro Strop charged with a blown save. Now he's on the hook for the loss. Michael Lorenzen right now is the pitcher of record for the Reds on the winning side. 2-1 to Barnhart. Wild pitch gets away from Avera. Here comes Suarez. He scores. And it's 4-2 Reds on a wild pitch by Pedro Strop. And that coming a fortuitous time.
Strop looked like he had everything under control to the first two batters. He jammed Duvall and ultimately got a single. But after that hit to Jeanette, he's just kind of falling apart.
And Rivera was trying to settle him down. With no luck. Now the 3-1 to Tucker is low for ball four. And this inning for Strop is blown up. That's five straight Reds that have reached. Peraza over at third. He had the big pinch hit, two-run double. Barnhart now at first. Here's Schebler, who pinch hit in the seventh. And struck out, stayed in the game in right field.
Strop is a perfect example here in this inning of trying to throw the ball as hard as you possibly can on every pitch. That just doesn't work up here.
Down and in, ball one to Schebler.
I mean, he's just flat lost it.
Chris Bosio pacing in the Cubs dugout. Joe Maddon on the second step. All this occurring with two men out and nobody on. Schebler swinging a miss. One ball, one strike. In the Cub ninth, Jason Hayward, Rene Rivera. Pinch hitter for Strop. Right-hander ready. Here is the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. 1-2.
Guy has shown he is wilder than a March hare, and you swing at a ball in the dirt and one over your head.
Runner from first takes off. The pitch a ball high. Tucker takes second base. He'll be credited with a steal, his third of the year. Now a hit could mean two more. Here's the pitch to Schebler. Ball high.
Ooh. First four innings of the ball game, that was a strike.
Not so there. Reds catch a break. Strope peers in, gets what he wants from Rivera. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Schebler chased it, missed it. That retires the side, but a big bottom of the eighth for the Reds. They score three times. We go to the ninth. Reds four, Cubs two on the Cincinnati Bell Reds Radio Network.
Rysel Iglesias will come out of the Reds bullpen. Now, last night he came on in a 9-0 ball game, and the Cubs were leading 9-0 because Iglesias had to get some work in. The life of a closer. Tonight, he comes in, and he is looking for his 24th save, a 4-2 ball game. And this is where the closers earn their money.
El Iglesias has, as Cowboy mentioned, 23 of them. Looking for number 24 here. And that wild pitch gives him the benefit of a two-run advantage versus a one-run advantage. Iglesias ready to work here to Hayward, who's 0-3. First pitch, top of the ninth. In there for a called strike. Reds lost 8 of 10 to the Cubs here at Great American Ballpark last year. This year trying to win 4 out of 9. Hayward, ground ball right side. Votto gets it. Feeds Iglesias covering. 3-1 put out. Nicely done to start the top of the ninth. Now John Jay will pinch hit for the catcher, Rene Rivera. Remember, when you come to see the Reds, be sure you've downloaded Ballpark, the official Great American Ballpark app. Check in at the game to unlock special offers, exclusive content, and seat upgrades. Download Ballpark for free, and don't forget to turn on your phone's Bluetooth. Here is John Jay, batting with one out. First pitch swinging, left-hander, taps it foul for strike one. Jay comes into the game hitting 284 with a couple of home runs. 25 runs batted in. He's been a pretty good pinch hitter. 11 out of 31. Takes the ball low, one ball, one strike.
What helps Jay in the pinch hit department is he gets regular playing time. He started in center field both last night and the night before.
He hits a ground ball up the middle and a base hit for John Jay. The tying run will come to the plate. Now another pinch hitter comes off the bench. Alex Avila will pinch hit for Pedro Strop. He's another one who is their regular catcher, so he gets playing time on a daily basis. Comes in overall, I should say, with the Cubs in 14 games at 268 with three home runs. He has 14 homers on the year, 43 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike.
He faced Iglesias last night. Matter of fact, he was the first batter, Avila, to face Iglesias when Rysel came on to get that inning of work in the ballgame last night.
Votto playing behind the runner. He stays right behind John Jay. Now he backs off. Runner going. The pitch, a strike. The throw down is in time, and Jay is cut down by Tucker Barnhart. Throw taken by Cozart. Jay got a bit of a walking lead, but Tucker gunned it down there and nails Jay easily.
Not a smart play by John Jay. He did not have Votto holding him on, He thought he had a bigger lead than he did. If you're going to take that base in the ninth inning, you better make it.
No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Ball inside. One and two. Reds trying to use a three-run bottom of the eighth to secure a victory over the Cubs in the wrap-up of this series. Reds fans hooting and hollering down below. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Out of there is Avila. Reds win the final game of this three-game series over the Cubs. Final score here tonight, the Reds 4 and the Cubs 2. Back with more in a moment.